Don't have a long career in the NBA, but I appreciate that.
So, kind of interesting that we have a China thing right before we come on the show, considering who the Rockets took last night. We got draft stuff. We got more. It's a Friday on the freaking Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday. Weekend is here. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. How are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic.
That good, huh?
I am that good.
All right.
Today, I am a 10 out of 10 on the good mood scale.
All right.
Maybe an 11.
That's awesome.
I might be an 11. I accomplished something major today. I'm going to wait. I'll tell the people
about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later, but I accomplished something very major today, and I'm in a fantastic
Are you mood. Rich?
Not yet, but...
Okay.
Let's just say I can see it from here.
I can't wait till you're rich.
So I'll leave and you can get a better host.
No.
Is that the plan? I get it.
I was thinking about, I mean, if you're super rich, next time we go to Vegas, we'll be able to just hang out. You remember we went to that bar, that whiskey bar, where they have really fancy whiskeys?
Yeah.
And it costs like $30 a drink?
Yeah.
We'll just be able to sit there and drink that all night instead of drinking like well liquor all night.
Exactly.
How great would that be?
$1,000, man.
Yeah, and you'll just be like, oh, no big deal. Yeah.
Keep the change.
Yeah. That'll be great when you're that rich.
Yeah, we're working on it. Working on it. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. The damage we could do in Vegas.
Oh.
If, you know, with unlimited funds.
In September of 2017. Oh, man, when we go there for the
Canelo fight.
Canelo and Golovkin fight.
We're
going
to upgrade.
So great.
We're going to upgrade to the hyper suites.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to be able to afford the most expensive prostitute. Oh, never mind. Wife might be listening. We'll be able to have all kinds of fun, man. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And what'd you think of the draft last night? Your Rockets went back into China.
They did go back into China. I'm not completely sure. I think it's Zhu Ji is the pronunciation.
Well, I think Jong could tell us that, right?
Jong, do you speak Chinese?
I do not.
Okay.
I'm worthless.
But you're Asian, so...
It's close enough.
Zhu Ji.
Zhu Ji sounds right, right?
Sure.
Even though there's a Q, and you would think it's like Zhu Ki.
Ni?
It's Zhu Ji, from what I understand. Zhu Ji is the pronounce. The Rockets draft the guys with the hardest names to pronounce. Shinano Onuaku is their other guy. At Louisville, they just call him Nanu. I don't know if that's going to be the case here. But they can't just draft Bob Smith. Like, that'd be too much to ask. But
well, the good news is we're not going to see at least one of them for a year, so we don't have to worry about learning his name.
This is what I'll say. I'm not crazy about the Rockets draft. What I did like is the Rockets signing Gary Payton after the draft, which, I mean, honestly, when you think about what the Rockets really needed going in, you know, you need depth at point guard, and you probably need some outside shooting.
Yeah.
And they didn't address that whatsoever. Although Zhu Ji apparently can shoot a little, but I don't think he's going to play in the NBA this year. So
right.
That doesn't really, right. It's neither here nor there.
He's a future pick. So,
So instead, this is what the Rockets do. And they did this with power forward a few years ago where they continue to draft guys that they all kind of seem like they're the same guy. You remember when they did Terrence Jones and Royce White and Amoris?
And they took Jones after they already had Patrick Patterson.
Yeah, Patrick Patterson. And you're like, man, why do they keep drafting the same guy? Well, they figured, how can we get another guy that's basically Clint Capella and Montrezl Harrell? And then they found one.
And can't shoot free throws.
Yeah. They said, you know what we're really missing around here? An undersized big with limited offensive game, shoots terrible free throws. Let's get that guy. Boom. They did it. And that's pretty much what Onuwaku is. I don't dislike him. I mean, I figured he'd be a fine player for whoever drafted him. He's 6'8", and there's not many guys in the league that are playing center that are 6'8". You know, outside of Draymond Green plays some center. That's not necessarily his full-time role, but Draymond Green. This guy's not Draymond Green.
I was about to say, that's the only time I'm going to hear those two names in the same sentence. Other than Draymond Green made him look bad on this play.
Onuwaku can score almost anywhere from 2 feet and in. I mean, I think he is – when he gets the ball in that area – he's going to have no problem scoring. The rest of the time, we're going to have some issues. He does shoot terrible free throws. He was seen last year doing the granny shots.
Yes.
Which actually had some success.
Yeah, he improved when he did that.
Yeah, so I can only hope that's what he does in the NBA, just because that'll be hilarious. I don't really know how quickly he'll contribute. But the Rockets had second-round picks. With second-round picks, you never know when they're going to contribute. Hell, the Rockets,
their first-round picks
rarely contribute. And he didn't. Sam Dekker didn't contribute last year.
Yeah,
injuries had some to do with it. But I said at the time, I didn't think Sam Dekker was a player. I still don't think Sam Decker's a player. And Onuwaku's a guy who, you know, 2 years from now, he might be a nice guy to have on your bench if you're a good team.
That's what you expect out of a second-round pick, basically.
But if you went into last night thinking somehow you were going to wake up on Friday morning and feel like the Rockets had really improved their team for the 2016-17 season, that didn't happen. I do think Gary Payton is help.
Now, where should he have gone in the draft, in your opinion?
Gary Payton?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be a mid-second rounder, maybe even an early to mid-second rounder. I was actually, when they took Juju, I was thinking, man, this would be a great time to take Gary Payton. It's not a bad pick there. And again, don't get me wrong, I don't think Gary Payton's some kind of, I don't think he's a starter in the league, but I think he's point guard depth, which the Rockets are going to need. But I do think getting him there as an undrafted free agent is really good value. So it could have been better. It could have been worse for the Rockets. They're doing that thing where they draft the same guys, and you know, and not only do they draft the Montrezl Harrell clone, he's like from the same school.
Yeah.
1 year later.
Yeah.
But they didn't address what I thought they needed to. But that's why I'm not the GM of the Rockets. That's one of the many reasons why.
Yeah, well, what's really going to mean something to the Rockets is what happens in free agency this year. At some point, these draft picks, they'll hit on one, you would hope. But
you would hope.
You never know.
And G may actually be sort of the lottery ticket out of this thing. You know, I think the people comparing him to Yao Ming are, well, quite honestly, being lazy.
Well, you can only compare them because they're both Chinese.
They're tall, like, Chinese guys.
You have to compare them because that's what we do, right? You compare white guys to white guys and Chinese to Chinese.
I compared J.J. Redick to Buddy Hield. I was very proud of myself comparing.
I know, but you can't do that.
A black guy to a white guy in the NBA, which is.
No, you can't do that.
Well, it's very difficult at times. But, you know, this is a. they're looking at it as a long-term project with Xi, and I think he is. I think that he's a really good shot blocker, much like Yao. He's Chinese like Yao and tall like Yao.
He's not well. Yao is also at besides being 7'5", was just thick.
Yeah,
and this guy is 200 pounds at 7'2". That's going to be a little bit of a concern. He's got to bulk up, obviously.
He's got and this is where I don't want to put him in a corner like this, because this is not a nice thing to say now, but he's got a little bit of Darko Milicic's game, like where he's 7 feet tall, but doesn't really seem like at least on the offensive end, doesn't want to play like a 7-footer. Like he wants to scramble around like a wing
shoot. Yeah. 10 to 12 foot shots, which he's very good at.
Yeah. And so is Darko. Yeah. But, you know, that's not necessarily that's not a good sign if you think the guy can play in the NBA. That said, they didn't take Zhu number two overall and leave Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony on the board. So it could have been worse.
I'll call it a win. Mike says AJ mentioning Royce White just now made me start twitching a little in my car.
Sorry, man. Well, that happened. That's
probably
real
made
life.
Royce start twitching too.
That's real life.
And Frobia says, "Holy bleep! Jong just said that Chinese guy's name, and I thought I was watching Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon."
Juji.
I thought I was listening to John Granato.
That's what I was going for.
Okay. That's who we should be asking about pronunciations.
Yeah,
he's the only one here who speaks Chinese. Yeah, fluently.
He would nail it.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, in your opinion last night, well, first let me answer a couple questions here from the text line. What time will you guys discuss the RJ Bell article today? Dying to hear that. He will be on with us at 5:30. Obviously, we will ask him about it. As far as my opinions of it, that I finally got to go through it, there wasn't as much meat on the bone as I was expecting. I some of the stuff like the recordings, I'm not always comfortable with, well, this appears to be so-and-so on a recording.
RJ's voice is pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
They should have attached the recording.
Yeah. I think there's really nothing in there that's any different than what the guy did on Sports Grid about a year ago. And I think the guy obviously was a lot more thorough and dived into it a little deeper, but didn't really, there was nothing in there where I said, oh, this is terrible. And especially when you're talking about the records of the touts, because one thing I would point out about, even if everything this guy wrote was absolutely true, it has nothing to do with the stuff we talk about on the show and the information that RJ gives you, because I can't recall in any of the years that we've had him on where we've talked about the pay stuff on his site. Has it ever come up once?
No, and he doesn't bring it up.
No, he doesn't. We talk about how most of it's free. You can go on the forums and talk to people. And
he doesn't shill for people to pay onto his website.
No, not at all. He never has. And basically what he does is, he'll come on and we talk about spreads. We talk about trends. We talk about things you can use. And, so from that perspective, I don't think it has anything to do with RJ as a guest or us as a show. The other stuff, frankly, I need to dive into a little deeper, because I saw a lot of what looked like smoking guns that didn't really give me any bullets.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And with anything, look, RJ's a friend, okay? We've been doing this show with him for as long as we've been doing the show. RJ's been a guest. We've gotten to know him. It's always hard whenever there's something comes up about somebody that you like personally. It's very difficult to look at things from a completely unbiased perspective. And I make no bones about that. I would be lying to say that I wasn't going to go into it with a, I don't buy this attitude. And, so I did my best to read it that way. I actually know the writer. He's a horse racing guy, so I respect him. But I just didn't see that much there, and with that caveat that, yes, I went into it with that attitude. I just didn't see much there that made me go, oh, this is terrible. And listen, if RJ were some kind of scumbag, evil person, we wouldn't have him on the show, because that would reflect on us. So that's my take on it. I don't know if it's what you want to hear. I don't know if it's you know, if that's satisfactory, but that's what I got.
Yeah.
Does that seem fair?
Yeah.
All right, so who did well for you last night?
Couple teams that jump out at me, I guess. Boston had a good night. I didn't love Jaylen Brown at three, but I mean, obviously he's got a ton of upside. He's a good wing scorer. I think that he's a big time project. But the Euro guys that they got at 16 and 23 are both really solid. The Zizic kid, the center from Croatia, is arguably, you know, he might be a big time like starter for them down the road in a year or two. And then Demetrius Jackson in the second round, Ben Bentil in the second round. They got some really good value late. I think they made the most of having a lot of picks. I thought they did very well.
Those both guys you mentioned off air that you thought the Rockets might look at.
I would have liked to see the Rockets look at those two guys, yeah. Who else did I think had a good night? I think Oklahoma City had a great night. And, we talked about this on the air, the possibility of them trading away Serge Ibaka. And I was like, I don't know if I'm crazy about that.
I like what they got for him, though.
Man, I would have never thought if you said, in return for Serge Ibaka, they'll get the number 11 pick in the draft and Victor Oladipo, who I still think is a very high upside player. To me, that's a steal. And
yeah, what was I'm not sure how that makes sense from Orlando's perspective.
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I mean, what I will say for Orlando is they don't have a lot of real needs on their roster. They've got good young talent at almost every position. It just has to develop a little bit. And adding a guy like Ibaka is maybe helpful to, you know, to help some of these guys move along. So I didn't hate it on their end. I just liked it better on Oklahoma City's end. I thought that they got the best of that thing. Who else had a good night? San Antonio. They only had one player, but
yeah. Well, you know what? San Antonio could draft anybody. And I'm gonna say, you know what? I think they did great. But
if you told me DeJounte Murray was gonna fall to 29, the most athletic point guard in the draft, it's just crazy that teams. What, and as I was watching the draft go by, I was like, oh, of course, that's who they're going to take, because this is a guy who should have gone 7 or 8 picks ago, and he's not going. And the Spurs are going to take him and turn him into a player. I thought the Lakers did okay. I think that Zubac guy is a first-round talent who went in the second round. So I thought they did pretty well. You know, nobody that was like – it was just, oh, and Minnesota. I forgot to mention Minnesota. Yeah. I told you before the draft, Chris Dunn is my favorite guy in this draft. This is a defensive master, and he's going to go into the NBA day one and be able to defend everybody. I love his mentality that he would only go to workouts at the same time as the other top prospects,
yeah,
because he wanted to show that he could defend them and shut them down. I like him a lot. I think he fits so perfectly with what Tom Thibodeau is going to want to do. I think that the Ricky Rubio project, while, you know, he's shown some flashes, and he's shown a lot of improvement defensively, which I would have never expected. I think they just got a big upgrade at the point guard. That team is going to be so good, in my opinion. And if they get a shooter in free agency this year,
yeah,
if they don't, give them one more year.
Even if they don't, I think you're going to see such a big jump out of guys like Wiggins and Towns that are only going to get better.
They could easily be a playoff team this year,
which is bad news
for teams like the Rockets, who, at least on paper, aren't getting any better.
Yeah,
you know, that's worrisome. Same with like Portland. Portland's not getting better.
Yeah,
you know, Jake Layman is not. That's not a guy I would have taken. I wouldn't have. He was a first round pick preseason, but just watching him in the Big Ten this year, I was like, this guy's going to play in Turkey, and Blazers decided to draft him. So, yeah, I thought Sacramento for it ended up not being a good night for them because now, I mean, DeMarcus Cousins is losing his mind and he's a pain in the ass, but he also happens to be the only good player on their team.
Yeah.
I thought Sacramento did okay. They ended up working their way into 3 first round draft picks, and they're guys that they seem to like. I really like their second round pick, Isaiah Cousins, who's another guy that I thought the Rockets maybe should have been looking at. But I think they probably don't have any more time to waste. They need to be good now if they're ever going to capitalize on having DeMarcus Cousins, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Bill on the text line says, RJ's on a lot of shows nationally. If he was a scumbag, he probably wouldn't be on most of any of those shows. He's at 36,000 feet listening on his flight home.
All right.
I hope you don't have a recliner in front of you, Bill. I bit the bullet on our trip to Canada and went ahead and upgraded to first class so that I wouldn't have to deal with any recliners.
Wise choice.
Because that's 4 flights and they're all real long. And I'm like, you know what? What the hell?
Yeah.
I'm going to be comfortable. So I will not have that to complain about on the trip.
Another guy, you asked me yesterday who I liked as a sleeper in the draft. And I said Bryce Johnson, the 4 out of North Carolina. He goes to the Clippers and will give them some solid depth behind Blake Griffin, who has now shown to be injury prone. And they picked Diamond Stone as well, who really, really talented guy. But also, you know, he's probably not the best in terms of attitude and things like that.
So a little Ben Simmons in him?
A little Ben Simmons in him. Not, I mean, not that talented, obviously,
right.
But a guy that proved he could be a player if he gets his head straight. Maybe the Clippers can do that. Maybe playing with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin can get that front court. It will help these guys develop. So, yeah, there were a lot of teams I thought did a good job, you know. Golden State included. Damian Jones, and they're going to lose Azili and probably Spates. They need more guys in the front court. And, you know, they got one in Damian Jones, and they got another defensive-minded guard in Patrick McCaw who they're going to lose guys. And these are the kind of guys that they need to replace and keep going with. And, yeah, I thought they did a good job considering where they were picking.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Houston Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts scheduled to join us. Talk a little football. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm looking over to ESPN. They have disappointing night for Celtics, ?
Really?
So I think they disagree with you.
I think they got good value in the second round. Again, I didn't like their first round pick. Their first pick.
Yeah, that was the guy Chad Ford said had the biggest bust potential when we had him on.
Yeah, and
all the guys in the top 5.
I don't disagree with him. But the second and third picks in the first round, and again, I don't know as much about the Euro guys as a lot of other people, but the people I've talked to have said those two guys are really solid as far as the Euro guys go. And the big that they got, I heard, was maybe behind Dragan Bender, the best ceiling of the Euro prospects.
409 asked, guys, big fan, bought the sports betting audiobook today, but I had some questions. Do you have an email that I could run some of the questions by you? Love the show, Connor. Yeah, you can always email me at fower975@gmail.com. I will not be as responsive this weekend as I usually am. It'll probably be Monday because I'm going to go almost completely dark and just enjoy life for a weekend. But I will answer your questions. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We will have Cecil Shorts on here in a few minutes. We'll talk a little Texans football. 281 says, don't bother with Independence Day. Were you thinking of going to see that in the theaters?
You know, my wife, I feel like she's interested. I don't have any interest in it.
Yeah, I was just going to wait for it to come on pay and watch it then.
I mean, I just, I don't think it does it for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
what can they really do differently?
Well, so we have better technology this time.
I mean, the CGI will be better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the first one was really a cool movie. I thought they did a great job with it.
When's the last time you watched it?
2 years ago, maybe.
You still liked it then?
Yeah, I still liked it then.
God, I feel like I watched it 4 or 5 years ago, and I was like, this is a bad movie now. Like, it's just not... When that movie came out, Will Smith was the new hot young thing.
Oh, yeah. He had that stretch of movies that he was doing. Like, everything was just a hit.
Yeah, he was a big star, but he wasn't really a good actor yet.
Yeah, there is that. The acting was not good.
He's gotten to be a better actor. He was not a good actor in that movie. And, like, the CGI is corny to me. And those aliens are just, they're just crappy looking.
Yeah, they look like every alien you've ever seen, though.
Except they, like...
Not the hot alien
chicks.
They
have tiny little pencil legs. Like,
Well, that's what the ones look like at Area 51. Come on, man.
37 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, that's not good.
See? That's people who have watched it recently. I'm sure when I watched it in 1995, I was like, wow.
All right. Let's get back to that, because right now we have with us Houston Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts, who's going to join us, who is doing a very, very cool thing that we'll get to in just a moment. But we'll start with some football questions. First off, how are you, sir?
Start with football?
Yeah, we're going to start with football.
I was going to start with Cecil. Are you going to watch Independence Day 2?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Are you going to watch the sequel to Independence Day when it comes out?
The Independence Day sequel?
Yeah.
I never seen the first one, I need to watch the first one with Will Smith and then come back to this one.
Don't waste your time. That first one is garbage.
Okay. If I go see the second one, I got to see the first one first. That's kind of how I do things.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us today. And but before we get to what you're doing, which I got to say is really cool, how did you feel when obviously you guys, they draft a bunch of wide receivers, you play wide receiver. How did you interpret that when the draft happened and they're going for all the speed? And so, oh, by the way, you know, you guys got a pretty good slot receiver already here.
It's exciting, man. You got to have weapons. You got to have multiple weapons that can do multiple things. And with this offense that we're in, they can get very creative. You have a great mind in George Godsey and a great mind in O'Brien, who's been around. So he can figure out ways to get the ball to different players in different ways. So it's exciting to have.
How's it been so far working with Brock Osweiler? What do you think his upside is? Obviously, that's the big offseason acquisition, getting a quarterback. What do you think the offense is going to look like with Brock under center?
Absolutely. How did I know that question was coming? Brock looks awesome. You know what I mean? He is a very intelligent guy. I think that's why I get most from him. He takes the game very serious. You can tell what he's learned from being behind one of the greatest to ever play. He takes control of the room, controls the meeting rooms. He's really a leader. Even though we've only been together for a few months, he really takes control of the offense, ownership of the offense. And he's been doing a great job so far. It's exciting to go out there and compete with him.
I want to ask you about another receiver, Jalen Strong. A lot of reports that he's looked a lot better this year. How much do you take on a leadership role with these guys, and do you see a different attitude out of him this year?
Yeah, man, he is playing very well. I'm actually going to his football camp tomorrow in Philadelphia, so I'm excited about that. But he's doing a great job, man. To me, the biggest thing for him was just this maturing. And he did a great job of working his butt off during the season last year. He lost a bunch of weight. And, I think he's ready to go and go out there and compete. He looks really good right now, though.
I mean, obviously you guys are all teammates, but at the end of the day, there's probably going to be 6 wide receivers on the roster. And I don't know how many of you are on the roster now, but on the 53-man, there's probably going to be about 6 of you. Do you guys realize that while you want to help each other out and make everybody better, when does that sense of competing against each other sort of click in and you realize that you're fighting for a job out there?
Well, you compete each and every day. You know what I mean? You can't control. You can't worry about what you can't control. So you go out there and you compete and you be yourself and you build a brotherhood, you build relationships with each other, and then let what happens happen. You have no control over what you do besides what you put in the field. So if you go out there and put your best foot forward, you got to be okay with the results, good or bad. You know what I mean? So I think we do a great job of keeping communicating with each other, always bonding. I think this year we're a real tight group, all 13 or 12 of us, how many ever it is. And we all help each other out throughout the time. But we understand, like you said, it's going to be only six guys kept, but that's out of our control. We got to go out there, compete, do what we can to make the team, and let the chips fall with how they may.
On paper, you guys look really good, and the one spot that I've got the most concern about coming into the season is the offensive line, particularly the health and depth on the offensive line. From what you've seen so far, how do you think that's going to come together this year?
You know what? I think, like you said, on paper, I think we got to do a good job of coming together, continue to prepare for the season, continue to be the best teammates we can be, and go out there and just be ready to play. You know, on paper, a lot of teams are good before the season, but you got to go out there and actually put a product out there on the field. So we got a long way to go. We got to continue to work hard and really, I think the ultimate goal is to be playing in Houston again in February, but we got a long way to go to get there, so we got to keep preparing and keep getting right.
Cecil Shorts, our guest, and Cecil, I got to ask you about the Smithfield Helping Hungry Homes initiative. This is a very cool thing you're involved in, helping Houston families after the floods. Tell us a little bit about it and how you got involved.
Well, when opportunity came, I had to jump on it. You know, Smithfield has been doing this since 2008. Up until now, they have over 39 million servings to basically families, individuals that need help with food and whatnot. And this year, we're going to donate 70,000 pounds of protein to the Houston Food Bank next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. And I think that contains over like 280 servings. So a lot of people, a lot of individuals, a lot of families, especially with the flood and everything that happened recently. We'll get an opportunity to get some food and not really worry about food for a little bit. So it's pretty cool. We're excited about this opportunity.
Is there a way people can help out?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. If you can just come to the Houston Fuel Bank at 11 a.m. And then you can get more info when you come, I'm sure we can help pass out the food and whatnot. But the opportunity that we have to give back, not just even my wife as well, she'll be with me. It's pretty exciting, man. And Smithfield does a great job with helping hungry homes, and we're excited to be a part of it.
All right, that's Cecil Shorts, Houston Texans wide receiver. Cecil, we really appreciate the time, man. Good luck with the season. Hope you stay healthy and have a big year, man.
Hey, appreciate that, man. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right. Cecil Shorts. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about Jalen Strong from, I know it's just mini camp and stuff like that, but that's a guy that I think both of us thought would take a big step this year. So we shall see.
Well, he's got to.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise.
With all the guys they've drafted and I've been saying it all along, don't be shocked if your three receivers starting the season are Strong, Hopkins, and Cecil Shorts, even though they drafted Fuller and Braxton Miller.
Well, so. There's nothing like... he played it off pretty well. Nothing puts the pressure on like seeing a bunch of wide receivers get drafted.
Yeah.
When guys at your position start getting drafted, especially multiples, that means you got to start working.
And, I guess I could have asked him about he took a pay cut to stick around, so he's probably going to make the roster.
Oh, that, yeah,
I think
sure.
He's probably safe doing that, so he doesn't have to worry about his job. But you don't see that very often where guys are taking pay cuts.
All right, guys. Most of you out there can't afford to take a pay cut. You're probably not making enough money as it is. Ask yourself how many guys you know working in the computer industry and how many of those guys are struggling to pay their bills. There's a ton of computer jobs out there. IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest growing job industries in the country. It's a good way to make some money. Place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston's one of the hottest job markets in the country for computers. There are companies all over the city hiring IT guys, but to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And usually you would think that going back to school is going to take too long, it's going to be too expensive. Not at My Computer Career. In and out of school in less than a year, financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. Check them out, mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. You've got nothing to lose. Mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780 ESPN. Happy Friday, Friday. Hope everybody's having a great one. Not so good for Johnny Manziel's attorney, apparently.
No.
The story several people just sent us here the last few minutes. But Johnny Manziel's attorney, the one handling his domestic violence case, expressed doubts about his ability to stay clean, shocker, was given a receipt that shows he may have spent more than $1,000 at a drug paraphernalia store just 15 hours after he was involved in a hit and run, according to a lengthy text message accidentally sent to the Associated Press.
Oh, how do you accidentally send something like that to the AP?
The only thing I can think of is you have an AP reporter in there that you deal with and you accidentally, you know what? I got to say, I wonder if he didn't do this on purpose for some kind of reason. He had to, right? You know, well, I don't want to say you can't accidentally send a text to somebody you're not supposed to, but a lengthy text where you've got all this detail, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've accidentally sent two-word responses to somebody that I was, you know, who I was trying to respond to somebody else when you're in a hurry.
I think it happens. That just it happened with us this week. Brandon, one of the sales guys, sent this lengthy email about the Skeeters, and I looked at who it was sent to, and it had me, had AJ, had Michelle, had Todd on it, and had Fred Davis instead of Fred Fowler on it.
Yeah, this is the second time now in a week that people are confusing me with Fred Davis. Yeah, because apparently, I thought you were supposed to be at Sunfest opening it up. No, that was Fred Davis. Mm-hmm. Get your Fred straight. That's an email, man. I mean, a text a little different to me. An email, I can see, especially when you're doing bulk emails to people in the office, I get that. But texts are pretty, unless you're doing one of those group texts. And that would be the only way I could see it happening. If you're trying to send it to like four of your lawyers,
yeah,
and you accidentally include the AP guy, that I could see happening. But Hinton's text said, well, basically, he threatened to sue the AP. But
the lawyer did?
Yeah.
Because
it said it was attorney-client privilege.
Then why'd you send it out?
Well, that's the thing. I think if you, I don't understand the legalities of that, but obviously, once you send it to AP, they can do what they want with it because they quote it pretty directly here. But he's hoping for a plea bargain, but he hopes peeing in a cup is not part of it. So, yeah.
Oh, John.
You chose poorly.
You chose poorly.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, he's not really a story anymore. I mean, nothing he does matters because he's not an athlete and he's never going to be one again. And right now, this is just one pile on after another, but this is his lawyer.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to make a suggestion here, John, if you're listening. Call Rusty Harden or somebody like that.
Get a new lawyer.
Yeah.
This one's no good.
Yeah. This one's not working out for you. Of course, none of those agents worked out for you either.
That's true.
Maybe it's you.
I'm sure there's not a lot of people lining up to be John Football's lawyer either. At this point, it just seems like more of a headache than it's worth.
But it's a high-profile headache. Get your name out there.
Yeah.
So
I don't need my name attached to that. No thanks.
Oh, boy. Well, but if you're a defense lawyer, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of guys you need.
I guess.
And that's a good question. Can Johnny sue the attorney for violating attorney-client privilege?
That seems more legit.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I'm sure we have. Well, I know we have lawyers who listen, so somebody will text us and tell us. We'll be all right. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Fred and AJ, maybe I missed it, but have you spoken about the Poker Classic coming up? Great show. Love listening to you guys. Thank you, man. We have not talked much about it, but we know it's coming up next Thursday, right? It's
when
it
starts. Yes, and we'll be at you guys will be at Dave & Buster's broadcasting live from 4 to 7.
Awesome. I like being at Dave & Buster's. That's a cool place. And then I'll be hanging around for the first two. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, since you're taking vacation, I think the third and fourth round of the tournament.
I'll be gone. So we're doing three qualifiers and a final. Is that how we're doing it? Okay.
Yes.
So it's the same thing we've always done. And do we know about prizes yet or anything?
It's TBD.
Like that? Okay. So we're still working on prizes is what you're telling me.
Yes.
But they'll be good because they always are. And I just do not want to be at the table with that one woman. That is the only thing I ask, is that grouchy old woman does not get to be at my table. Blitzers only. That's all I want.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over the list, and then I'm going to take names of blitzers that I actually recognize, and then I'm going to put my own table together and then tell them they can do whatever they want with everybody else.
Yeah.
That seems fair, right? I should be able to do that. I should have that power. That's just not asking too much, is it?
I don't think so.
I'll just, you know, get...
I always try to wing my power at these places. It seems fair.
Yeah. I don't usually do stuff like that, but after the last time when I said, you know what, I'll play anywhere, just not with that lady, and they put me at that lady's table, I'm kind of like, are you kidding me? You know, this was... It's like my own people are just dropping a bleep you on me. So, yeah, that's... Jong, I want to make that known. I get to pick my table.
I'll make sure I tell Michelle.
Yeah, you tell Michelle. I'm not asking for much, but when I get there, I get to pick names off the list that I recognize, that I know are blitzers, and that's going to be my table. And that's what I'm going to dump my chips off to. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.